What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trump, and I'm your host, Katie Trump. Well, not a whole lot of movement in the MLB power rankings this week. We still have the same number one, but we are going to talk about one new team, and then one team is actually starting to get really friggin' hot right now. They just had an insane weekend, so let's get right into the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. Beginning with number one, like I said, it remains the same. The New York Yankees, overall record of 46-30. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Chicago White Sox, lost the series to the Cincinnati Reds. And honestly, the Yankees look like they are easily the best team in the American League right now. They are playing the best baseball in the American League, playing the most consistent baseball. They're actually overcoming all the injuries that they've had so far, and they're still playing well, even without Aaron Judge, which is really the most shocking thing. But they are easily head and shoulders above everybody else in the American League, because what you're going to hear, which has actually been pretty common for the majority of the power rankings this season, is it's very National League heavy. And the American League has a couple of teams sprinkled here and there, but for the most part, really the only consistent team's been the New York Yankees. And a good reason why is because of their two young guns right now. You got Cam Schlittler, who is pitching out of his mind. As a matter of fact, he had a career-high 13 strikeouts over the weekend. So he is just getting better as the season wears on. He has 8 wins on the season, a 1.71 ERA, and 109 strikeouts on the season. And Cole starting to get healthier and looks better with each and every start. Rodon, same thing. I mean, it's been taking him a while to get back to the same Carlos Rodon, but he's still playing very well. Then they've got Max Fried, their Cy Young Award winner, coming back as well. So this starting pitching has been fantastic. And then, of course, you got Ben Rice. Ben Rice has been having a career year. Before Judge was injured, he was outpacing Judge, basically. And that says a lot. If you are outpacing Judge, hello, you are doing something great. And he's batting a 293 right now with 22 home runs and 53 RBI, leading the Yankees right now in all batting categories. But they're playing great baseball, and like I said, head and shoulders above everybody in the American League. At this point, it is the Yankees and everybody else in the American League, and it's like, who can keep up with them? But at this point, I'm going to predict it. They're going to be the number one seed in the American League just because nobody else is stepping it up. Unless somebody has some crazy hot streak in the second half of the season, it's pretty much going to be the Yankees all throughout the American League. And then probably hit into the World Series as well. Then at number two on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Los Angeles Dodgers, overall record of 49-29. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Tampa Bay Rays and lost the series to the Baltimore Orioles. But no problems with this Dodgers team. As a matter of fact, they are top 10 in every single category that even matters in the league. Pitching, hitting, ERA, strikeouts, wins and runs and home runs and RBI. It's just there's nothing wrong with this Dodgers team. And even though they've had their injuries all season long, it doesn't matter. And they're getting a whole lot of offensive production, not only from their usual guys. I mean, Ohtani having another fantastic year, Freeman having a great year. But you've also got Max Muncy and Páez right there along with them. And all four of them, who I just mentioned, they all have over 12 home runs right now. So they're hitting double digits in the home runs. And they're just going to keep hitting some more as the season wears on. I mean, we all kind of thought, is this run for Páez, is it going to last the entire season? Or is this going to be just kind of a fluky year for him? And so far, he's been hitting them out of the park. And he's been one of their most consistent players from the beginning of the season all the way up until now. So no problems for the Dodgers. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers, overall record of 46-29. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Cleveland Guardians and lost the series to the Atlanta Braves. But Mizorowski, he has been having an amazing year. He is living up to every expectation that he was supposed to have. Not only is he just wheeling and dealing at over 100 miles per hour on tons of his pitches, he's got 8 wins on the season, a 1.45 ERA, and 138 strikeouts. So he is just dominating in every single category. But it's not just him. You've got Kyle Harrison having a fantastic year as well, 8 wins on the season with 87 strikeouts. And then Ashby, who's a relief pitcher, he's got 10 wins on the season and 62 strikeouts. But you know, they've been mowing them down with the strikeouts. This is a team that relies heavy on their pitching. I was going to say starting pitching, but really it's their entire pitching staff. I mean, from starting all the way down to the relief pitchers to the closers, this is a stacked team. And then of course they get the offense where they need to, and they've been a very consistent team this year. And I kind of feel like they've got one of the best pitching staffs right now in the league. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings, to me, this is the hottest team in the league. Had a great weekend, especially behind the plate with two of their star players who you always want them to step up. And when they do, that's when this team really gets going. And I kind of feel like this team is going to really get going. I mean, they've been hot. But right now, I just kind of feel like we better get used to the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 42-35. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Miami Marlins and took the series over the New York Mets. Kyle Schwarber only over the weekend, had four home runs total. One of the games, he had three home runs total. So Schwarber is just doing what he do, knocking them out of the park. And then Bryce Harper. I was already talking about him last week. And how he's got back to what, you know, he's had to overcome injuries over the last couple of seasons. And so now he kind of feels like he's back to his old Bryce Harper self. And he actually hit for the cycle over the weekend in the exact same game that Kyle Schwarber hit three home runs. So yeah, not only did Schwarber hit three home runs in a game, which is an amazing feat, you've got Bryce Harper hitting a cycle, which is also an amazing feat. So, I mean, you've got your two big stars really starting to get hot. And then, of course, they're pitching. Sanchez, Nola, Wheeler. I don't know. I'm telling you, this Philadelphia Phillies team looks like they're going to be something. I just kind of feel like I wouldn't be shocked if this team really down the second half stretch really takes over the National League, and I wouldn't be surprised if they end up as the number one overall seed, even though the Dodgers, obviously the top roster in the league, the top team in the league, and they are the two-time defending champions, so it's going to take a lot to take them down. But the Philadelphia Phillies actually have a lot of firepower to keep up with them, not only with the pitching, but also with the hitting. And if you got Schwarber and Harper continuing to play like this, I don't know, man, look out for those Phillies. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Atlanta Braves, overall record of 48-28. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the San Francisco Giants and won a series over the Milwaukee Brewers. And right now, the Braves are just in a slump. I mean, it was going to happen. It is a long season. But even so, I expect them to get out of it at some point. But even so, Chris Sale has been probably one of the best moves that the Atlanta Braves have ever made in the history of their franchise. Because, you know, Chris Sale kind of, you know, he was with the White Sox when he first started his career. He had some really solid seasons with them, and then he got injured. Then the Boston Red Sox ended up trading for him, and he just was injured his entire career. The entire time he was with the Red Sox, it was just... I think he had Tommy John surgery 1 year with the Red Sox, but they were basically like those type of injuries where he was out like the entire season. So the Braves end up taking I don't want to say they take a chance on him, but they kind of did, because I mean they knew what they were getting. It's just, is he going to overcome the health issues? And he has overcome the health issues. He has been money since the Braves traded for him a couple years ago. And, I mean, this season, 8 wins, a 2.14 ERA and 99 strikeouts. I mean, he's having yet another Cy Young Award-winning type season, even though he's probably not going to, because there's other guys out there like Christopher Sanchez, having a more standout season so far. But, I mean, Chris Sale has been right there. I mean, he's right. I mean, we haven't really talked about him much, but I mean, he's been pitching as consistently as you can, and been obviously the top pitcher for the Braves. And then Ozzie Albies, he's also another guy where the last couple of seasons he's been battling through injuries, but he's a very good player when he's not injured. And right now he's batting a .284, 12 home runs, 41 RBI. That's what you get from this dude when he's not injured. And then of course, Matt Olson, who has just been so consistent this year and has been the driving offensive force for this Braves team, which says a lot because they've got a lot going on with this team offensively. Right now Olson's batting a .271 with 20 home runs and 51 RBI. Those last two categories, he is leading the team in both of those categories. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings, just get used to some NL Central teams here. I just talked about the Braves, and I think we're going to go on a little bit of a run here because the National League Central right now is a clusterfuck. These four teams are just, they're just battling it out. I mean, it's really five teams that are battling it out really right now. All of them are, but four of the five teams are actually in the top 10 this week. And so we got the Miami Marlins at number six right now. They are 40-38 on the season. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. As a matter of fact, this is the hottest team in June right now. I cannot believe we're still talking about the Marlins. I can't believe we're talking about them in a positive light. And I can't believe we're even saying that they are the best team in the month of June. They had the most wins in the month of June out of every team right now in the league. This past week, they lost the series to the Philadelphia Phillies, but swept my San Francisco Giants, completely dominated them, as a matter of fact. Hicks, he's given them a lot of offensive production, batting a .278 with 13 home runs, 53 RBI. And then Otto Lopez, he's just come out of nowhere with 332 batting average and 33 RBI on the season. And this Marlins team, you know, I don't know how much longer we're going to be talking about them, if it's going to be a consistent thing from them, but they are playing excellent baseball right now and really keeping pace with every single team right now in the National League Central. Then at number seven on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another National League Central team, the Washington Nationals. Their overall record is 40-38. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Kansas City Royals, but lost the series to the Tampa Bay Rays. But they are in first place in the league right now with 416 runs. Yes, the Washington Nationals. As a matter of fact, they've been in the top, I think, three or four all season long. That's how good they've been offensively. And, you know, I keep talking about their young guys, Abrams, Wood, and Lyle. These guys cannot be stopped. And then, of course, their pitching. Their starting pitching has been so freaking good this year. It's just crazy to watch. You know, the Nationals, I kind of feel like they're another team. Like, are they going to continue to be this good? Or is this just kind of like a first half run and then they're going to kind of fall off after the All-Star break? Who knows? But offensively, to lead the league in runs, that just says that how well you are doing. Because, I mean, you have teams, they're outpacing the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Phillies. These are teams that are, like, leading the league in home runs and RBI and have MVP-caliber players batting. And it's the Nationals who are the team right now who lead the league with the most runs. Then at number eight, on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another National League Central team, the Chicago Cubs, overall record of 40-37. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Colorado Rockies and split the series with the Toronto Blue Jays. And now it looks like they are back on the upside of things. It kind of looks like this Cubs team is going to be a very streaky team this year. I mean, they started off the season real hot, looking like one of the top teams in the league. And then they took a downslide, and they looked really bad there for a minute. But now here they are, back on top of the world, and it looks like they're about ready to take over this National League Central. But, I mean, it's such a clusterfuck that that it's going to be a battle all the way till the bitter end for them. You know, you got PCA, who's basically leading the way. I mean, he just had a cycle, a week or two ago, and right now he's batting a .286, 16 home run, and 40 RBI. So he's having a very consistent year, and he's really the driving force as to why this team is really starting to get going. And when they do start winning and they go on their winning streaks, he's always a huge part of this offense. He's definitely paying off as a star player for this team. And then, of course, you've got Suzuki, who's also having a phenomenal year, batting a .269 with 10 home runs and 31 RBI. And the Cubs, just like I said, starting to get going again, and I wouldn't be shocked if we see them on another little bit of a winning streak here through the All-Star break. Then at number nine on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the St. Louis Cardinals, overall record of 41-34. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the San Diego Padres and lost the series to the Kansas City Royals. And this is another team that's getting a lot of production from a lot of different guys. You got Alec Burleson, who's actually got, I believe, a 20-game on-base streak right now. So that's a big deal for them. I mean, when you're getting on base every time you come up to bat, that's a big deal. And you're doing it at a consistent level like that, you always want to see that. And right now, Burleson's batting a .287 with 13 home runs and 55 RBI. But probably the biggest surprise for the St. Louis Cardinals team has been Dustin May. Starting pitcher, I mean, it kind of felt like they just picked him up to just pick him up and hoped for the best, and they are actually getting the best out of May right now. He's got 5 wins on the season with a 4.30 ERA, which is pretty high, but 77 strikeouts, and they're just getting a lot of quality starts from him. And a lot of their starting pitching is just very sneaky good. But it's kind of surprising to see what's going on with May, because it kind of felt like May was going to just kind of be that guy who just kind of journeys along through the league. I mean, he had those solid years with the Dodgers and then just kind of was injured over the last couple of seasons. And now here he is. Now that he's healthy, he's really helping out the St. Louis Cardinals team and being a huge, huge force on this pitching staff. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week, we have a new team that we haven't really discussed this season, and that is the Minnesota Twins. Overall record of 38-41. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. And Byron Buxton, man, he's been very consistent for the Twins throughout his entire career. But this year, I mean, he's batting a .275, which is kind of out of the norm for him. He's a very low batting average type of guy. He's more going to kind of knock it out of the park and get you in strike out a lot as well. But this year, he's actually been getting on base a lot, batting a .275 with 24 home runs and 40 RBI. And they're getting some solid pitching from Joe Ryan as well, who's got 5 wins on the season with a .299 ERA and 99 strikeouts. So they're getting a lot of production. I don't know how much we're going to be talking about the Twins, just because they are in a division that I kind of feel that is up for grabs as well, the American League Central. That's a very, you know, it kind of feels like they're just rotating between the Guardians and the White Sox and the Twins right now. So they've got a shot at least potentially winning that division. I mean, nobody's got it on lock right now, but I don't know how much we're going to be talking about them. It kind of sounds like more like this team's going to be a seller once we hit the trade deadline. But, you know, with what Buxton is doing, he could potentially be one of those dudes who actually ends up getting traded at the deadline and maybe goes to a contender. And that would be great for him, because, like I said, he's been very consistent with the Twins and has never complained, even though they've been a pretty much a terrible team throughout his entire career. But shockingly, we're talking about them right now, and we'll see if they've been a sneaky good team. They've been beating good teams, and they've just been in the mix. And like I said, they are in a weak division, so I kind of feel like if they just play even just halfway decent baseball throughout the rest of the season, they've got a shot at winning their division. All right, and moving on to the NBA draft, which is on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll just go ahead and name off the top 10 teams for round one, and then a couple of the top prospects in the draft, because obviously, you know, you don't know until it actually happens. And then, of course, I'll recap what happened on Friday's show. But the top 10 picks in the draft this year, at least so far, because there could potentially be trades, of course, leading up till tomorrow. As a matter of fact, that any type of trade could come in from now until tomorrow. Or until, you know, Wednesday, of course. But the big trade potential right now would be Giannis Antetokounmpo, just because, you know, they've been talking about him potentially being traded for the last couple of seasons. But right now, the trade movement's been really on high with him right now, because he's definitely going to garner some picks. But he has yet to be moved, so we'll see what happens. But right now, this is how the top 10 in the draft looks right now. Number 1 is the Washington Wizards. Number 2, the Utah Jazz. Number 3, the Memphis Grizzlies. Number 4, the Chicago Bulls. Number 5, the Los Angeles Clippers. Number 6, the Brooklyn Nets. Number 7, the Sacramento Kings. Number 8, the Atlanta Hawks. Number 9, the Dallas Mavericks. And number 10, the Milwaukee Bucks. So the Bucks, if they trade Giannis, they could potentially be moving up even higher in this year's draft. And there is a lot of talent in this year's draft. Some of the top prospects we have this year are Cam Boozer out of Duke, A.J. DeBansta out of BYU, Darren Peterson out of Kansas, Caleb Wilson out of North Carolina, and Michael Brown Jr. out of Louisville. So those are 5 of the top prospects that are easily going to go to one of those top 10 teams in the draft. Like I said, anything could happen between now and tomorrow night once the draft kicks off, because I expect some type of trades to go down at some point. And like I said, it looks like there's potentially Giannis could be traded, but it just kind of feels like we've been talking about that potential trade for like 3-4 years now. So until that actually happens, I'm not going to believe it. But the trade talk has been on high with Giannis over the last couple of days. So enjoy the draft, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.